finally stop the overpopulation on Earth, for it suffers and perishes miserably. This is the Figu brochure, translated by Barbara Lotz, corrected by Flo and Christian Frehner. Following are some words addressed to the masses of humanity, pointing out their machinations, which shall be listed and named to the human beings of Earth, in order to open their eyes. They ought to see all the suffering ecosystems, nature and its fauna and flora, the waters, forests, landscapes, and the sky. Learn to feel the atmosphere and its breathable air. Become aware of the climate. Open their intellects and use their rationality. All this is to be shown to them by the following words and put into their world of thoughts for consideration and for the right action, so that they learn to see life as it really and truthfully is, and how they themselves act and live. Overpopulation is the most disastrous thing for earthly humanity, but hardly any earthling gives a thought about what this means for the earth and all life, in particular not about the fact that due to this, all the irrational, conscienceless earth human machinations and the whole rampant, devastating, destructive environmental pollution, partly also causing the extinction of many species, as well as kinds, is caused, which destroys life in the great outdoors and gradually makes it completely impossible. It is beyond question that industry is a worldwide factor of environmental pollution, whereas in equal measure humankind itself, as overpopulation in the same form, produces an enormous amount of rubbish and irresponsibly, thoughtlessly, indifferently, and carelessly simply throws it away in the great outdoors and disposes of it, which is what the average citizen does not want to see, know, and comprehend. The fact, however, that he or she therewith embodies the factor that burdens the landscapes, moors, fields, wetlands, and meadows, the forests and swamps in their vital function, up to a point where nothing functions anymore, is something that no one talks about, except for the environmentalists. Thus, it is equally the same for the average citizen as it is in industry, that innumerable tonnages of waste are irresponsibly simply disposed of in the great outdoors by the human beings, also in the waters, in the streams, lakes, and rivers, which then wash all the rubbish in massive amounts into the ocean, mainly plastics, which take up to one or two centuries to decompose completely. These then harm the fish and other living creatures. They eat the rubbish and as a result perish miserably. And the majority of humanity, precisely the majority of the overpopulation, the really culpable ones who cause all of this, do not in the least have a guilty conscience about it. Also, hardly anyone gives any serious thought to the fact that in the countryside, innumerable animals, innumerable other creatures and other life forms of the great outdoors, up to and including the flora, are being harmed in terms of health and are perishing as a result of the rubbish heedlessly dumped into the great outdoors. Due to the heedlessly discarded rubbish and waste, not only living creatures of all species and kinds are killed, but they also perish miserably and are even exterminated, more than 1,000 species and kinds every year, which will never more inhabit the earth. Now, before I read the next paragraph, I just want to explain what Billy means by low intelligentum, which is nothing else but a non-thinking and has nothing to do with a human being in question who is of low intelligentum being disturbed in his or her consciousness. So here's Billy's words again. Human beings who do not really think, that is to say, those who are of low intelligentum, do not, in their low intelligentum, that is to say, in their blatant non-thinking, give any thought to that which their heedless, irresponsible, as well as their blatantly indifferent actions cause, when they simply discard their rubbish and waste conscienselessly and irresponsibly, instead of disposing of it properly at their own expense, according to the rubbish and waste regulations. There is always enough money available for the acquisition and possession of senseless things, luxuries for festivities, enjoyment for holiday travel, sporting events, and so forth, and it is spent massively. Every earthling has enough to spend on that, and even horrendous debts being incurred for that. But when it comes to protecting order and cleanliness, as well as the life essential nature and its fauna and flora, as well as all ecosystems in general, including the atmosphere and the climate, then any ever so small financial expenditure is so much too much that nothing is being raised for it. No. Then the rubbish and waste are simply thrown away conscienselessly, irresponsibly, and carelessly into the great outdoors, because it does not cost anything and certainly not any money. In their low intelligentum, the majority of the overpopulation does not develop a guilty conscience about the fact that it, with its irresponsible environmental polluting, as well as by omitting the right action, not only the great outdoors with its fauna and flora is destroyed and many things are exterminated for all times, rather increasingly all foundations that makes the life of the overpopulation and of its descendants and the whole future possible are destroyed. Now here another little explanation in the next paragraph. Billy uses the term Gewaltsamkeit, and all German word combinations with Gewalt are also used in English because there is no adequate word in English that explains Gewalt, which is the brutal execution of elemental might and force, but is far above all might and force. So back to Billy's article. That with the whole of all the destruction of nature and its fauna and flora, the poisoning of the atmosphere and the change of climate with Gewaltsamkeit by means of greenhouse gases and poisons of all kinds, adding to this the extermination of natural life forms, which hardly wrings a thought from anyone, that is a fact which rarely any human being cares about. That all life is poisoned, and thus humanity is struck with cancer and other illnesses, epidemics and pandemics, is just as much the pure truth as the further fact that due to the unstoppable further growth of the mass of overpopulation, the human beings are becoming more and more indifferent, loveless, and strange towards their fellow human beings. Apart from this, the fact that the human beings of Earth are becoming more and more unknowing, uneducated, and of lower intelligentum. That is to say, more non-thinking, and in addition to that, more and more psychically susceptible and more dependent and addicted with regard to pleasure, holidays, watching sports and electronics, is also frightening to realize. Consequently, they are losing more and more control over themselves and are becoming an easy prey for the soul snatching of their representatives of religion and of the belief in God, in which case they no longer think for themselves at all, but are just delusionally, fantasizingly hanging on to the lies of the religious ones who promise them all the delightfulness of heaven. The atmosphere is polluted and downright contaminated with poisons, namely mainly due to the immense environmental pollution of the industries in the form of poisonous fumes from the chimneys and the production of the products that are increasingly required due to the overpopulation. In addition, there is the whole agronomy, which is a chapter of its own with regard to artificial fertilizers, by which the soil is leached out and only brings growth through that which is added to it from fertilizers. Livestock farming should also be mentioned, the mass keeping of cattle for meat production for the mass of humanity, from which thousands of millions of tons of methane gas escape into the atmosphere daily. A single cow alone produces around 3,000 liters of methane gas per day through digestion, which only very few human beings in general give even the slightest thought to. Also to be mentioned are the livestock farms of animals and other creatures, and the large-scale poultry farms, and so forth, as well as the large-scale garden centers, all of which use vast quantity of artificial food, artificial fertilizers, and poisons of all kinds, and thus pollute the atmosphere, because parts of those, indeed tons daily, are released into it. But hardly anyone talks about this, namely only those few who really care, but who explain everything to no avail and appeal to the intellect and rationality of the earthlings, speaking themselves hoarse and as if into the desert, where the wind carries away every word unheard. The fact that all the above-mentioned machinations of the overpopulation have a negative impact on the climate and cause a tremendous damage is not all, because aside from that, there's also the matter of the CO2 emissions, which are caused by the thousands, millions of private and business motor vehicles and the working machines that are being used 24 hours a day. These, in fact, are actuated by combustion engines, namely by means of the end product of petroleum from the earth, which, in the form of petrol and diesel oil, produces CO2 exhaust fumes that pollute both the atmosphere and the breathable air and can no longer be absorbed by trees, because the forests are thoughtlessly, irresponsibly, and criminally cut down, burnt down, and cleared, partly in order to gain new land, which, however, is already depleted after 2 years. This is because the forest soil is only fertile to a depth of about 30 centimeters and quickly loses its fertility when it is robbed of trees. The whole thing concerning CO2, along with many other greenhouse gases that inevitably damage the climate and inexorably promote its change to such an extent that natural disasters of all kinds are the inevitable result, is not taken into consideration. Droughts and the melting of glaciers and poles, as well as all kinds of natural disasters, primeval storms and unweathers, immense masses of rain with great floods, mudslides, huge landslides, and equally huge tsunamis with the resulting destruction of seashores and land adjacent to the sea, as well as the loss of residential areas and innumerable deaths, and also increasing numbers of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, which are becoming precarious in their severity, are the unavoidable result. That industry is a product of the overpopulation, and this is to be understood in the sense that the greater the overpopulation becomes, the more industry is required, is due to the fact that industry grows in accordance with the increase in overpopulation, and thus accordingly creates more and more pollution through exhaust gases of all kinds. Neither the scientists nor the average citizen give even the slightest thought to this, yet they rail against the pollution of the environment by the industry without seeing the reason for it and without inquiring into why the industry exists in the first place, who needs it and why, and who's the culprit after all for it to become ever more extensive and emitting more and more dirt into the atmosphere the longer it goes. The truth is that the more humanity grows in numbers, the more industry grows, because in relation to the growth of humanity, that is to say overpopulation, industry inevitably grows as well. This is because all the machinations of the overpopulation are increasing at an endless rate, that is to say, because the needs, the desires, the wishes, and the longing for luxury are increasing to an extent that can only be fulfilled by companies, corporations, and private individuals. So companies, corporations, and private individuals fulfill everything and earn the earth in the process by being those who bring fruition to all the machinations of the human beings, which increase in number the more earthlings there are. The companies, corporations, and private individuals are producing more and more. Therethrough, they fulfill the machinations of the overpopulation, the needs, desires, wishes, and the luxury that the human beings are clamoring for. The fact that they make use of the required raw materials of other companies, corporations, and private individuals who exploit the earth with all possible means by mining, digging, and robbing its resources, thus destroying it and making it unable to exist, is neither thought of, let alone is any responsibility assumed for, because it is only the earth that is ravaged. In no form does the thought or the idea ever arise in an earthling that the planet Earth is a life form like any other, only differently shaped in its kind, but nevertheless a life form that lives. And it is alive, be it with all its inner nature, with its innermost iron crystal center, with its layers that are continuously in motion, triggering quakes, and with its magma glowing in the Earth's interior, seethingly retaining the warmth of the planet, appearing as glowing lava when it erupts due to volcanism. But there are also its many kinds of waters with all their life forms, then also the surface of the earth with all the different landscapes, nature and all its fauna and flora, the wind and clouds, the weather conditions, the atmosphere and the climate, and so forth, all of which are alive and preserve this. This is something the human being of the earth should consider for once. Semyazi Silver Star Center, 5th of November 2021, 11:27 a.m., Billy.